The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Take a trip on the canal if you want to have fun.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Hello, Kai.
Hello.
Welcome to the...
Yes,
thank you very much. This is episode 6 of the diary style, the journal, if you will, episode of Acting Inspired. Today we're doing the podcast a little bit earlier because I'm going to the Comedy Store again tonight. And And I don't want to do it too late. I might add a little bit later on when I get back, but it usually finishes quite late. So I figured we'd do a bit now and then do some later. We had a fairly productive day. Not much going on, but I sent some emails, which always makes me feel hugely productive.
And you enrolled to a course?
Yes, people. This is for you, Mark and Kai Brigden. Kai and myself... We both enrolled onto, we enrolled onto a two-hour audition at the Groundlings Comedy School. Is it a school?
Yeah.
Good. Today we both enrolled onto the Groundlings Comedy, Groundlings Theatre and School to do their... It's like an audition. So you do this two-hour sort of class slash audition, and then if you are successful in this audition, then that opens up a whole selection of other courses. And I think this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'll keep you updated on. I will still be going to the Comedy Store on a very regular basis, I think. So I'm going tonight to see a Death Squad show, which is... A guy called Brian Redband. He has his own podcast. He has a show called Kill Tony with Tony Hinchcliffe. Joe Rogan's going to be there. Bert Kreischer's going to be there. They're the three main ones I know of, who I know of this evening. Also, Mark Maron's going to be in another room. Ari Shaffir's going to be there. It's just like, it's so bizarre because it's like all of my heroes in one place, like nearly every night. Since we've been here. But so we have enrolled onto a course of sorts. Hopefully this will open up more doors. If we get through the audition, like we keep talking as if this audition is just a walk in the park.
Yeah, but then at least if you passed your course, I don't know, your class, well, it basically filters out a lot of amateurs.
Oh, she went there. Yes, so that's the idea. What people were saying about the Comedy Store class is that sort of anyone can go. And, you know, there's not a problem with that, I don't think. Like Mark, who emailed me this morning, said, you know, even if it is full of amateurs, at least you're doing something, working towards something, and getting the confidence to go up and do it. And I completely agree with that.
Are you going to do it, though? Are you going to actually do stand-up?
Yeah, I'd like to, but I feel like at least we're... I was just uncertain about the Comedy Store one, and now at least we've booked something and we're going in, and that should open doors for more classes. And even if we don't get through the audition stage, there are classes we can still do with that school, and it means I don't necessarily have to be here until March, which I would love, but you know, might be unnecessary, and I might run out of money. So
it's expensive.
Yeah, the course is expensive, and also with the Groundlings course, it's the same price, but there's like twice, if not more, the time.
Yeah, and it's quite a famous course, isn't it? I think a lot of comedians go and do those courses.
Yeah, they
work on their material. Yeah, it seems to be more legit.
Yeah, they flag up, you know, people who went there, the likes of Will Ferrell is on their website, I know, and, you know, a bunch of other big people who have, but I suppose that doesn't really mean anything necessarily, because they're very talented as well. Hopefully I am as well, but we'll see. Anyway, so that's one thing we did this morning. Again, it was pissing it down when we woke up. Still is, actually. It's been quite a wet day. I sent an email to the manager that Kai was meeting yesterday and hoping to speak to them. So that's kind of productive.
How do you feel about it?
It's funny, the whole time I was writing the email, my heart was pounding, and I guess I'm like full of anxiety all the time, and this is something I need to be careful of and address. Because yeah, I was like, while I was writing the, I was writing these emails for like 2 hours. I only sent two, and they were, you know, the whole time we were writing them, my heart was pounding. You know,
I wasn't writing; I was just like picking my nose and waiting.
Oh right, yeah. You were sending emails though as well.
No.
Oh, were you not?
No.
All right, what were you doing this morning?
Taking pictures of Sugar Puff.
Sugar Puff?
Oh, sorry. Bubblegum. What is the cat called? Fucking hell.
Oh, there's a cat who lives with us called Soda Pop. For okay. Crying out loud.
Something along the line.
Sugar Puff, Bubblegum, whatever. So, yeah, okay, I didn't realise. I thought Kai was sending emails as well, but I guess it was just me. Yeah, I was sending these emails. I sent one to this manager to try and get a meeting there, so I'll let you know how that goes. It's so hard to sort of work out what to write. People say, you know, keep it brief. Ouch. Just got elbowed in the head. Yeah, you know, what do people say? They say keep it brief. All this sort of stuff that I would never normally say, so I never know. And if you've been to my website, you can tell from the about page that when I start writing, I tend to go on and on and on, and I do that, I guess, when I'm talking as well. So I need to work out how to sort of make it a bit more brief. But yeah, so I sent this email. Let me see. I'm not going to read it out, but might be kind of cool just to sort of, so yeah, I just said who I am, mentioned a couple of people who I know who are with her from London, who we trained with, Hannah Britland, and a guy called Jack Kessy, who was in the year above us at Guildhall, what I've been doing after graduating, which when it's on paper really does not look like a lot, some of the screen stuff I've done, and the fact that I've just done a bunch of commercials. Hopefully they'll like that. They might see dollar signs, I don't know. Yeah, and just how much I like it here, and can I come in and talk to you about working with you? I don't know why I'm reading this out. I just feel like I'm, you know, need to give you the full picture and the process that I'm going through. Sent her one of the recent ads that I did that's more of a sort of, that has not a story, but it's quite cool. There's a bit of talking and it's in English, which is random because it's a Dutch advert. If you're on my Facebook, you've probably seen it. It's the weird one about plants that no one's really sure what it is advertising. It's a bit odd. And a couple of headshots that I've just had done, and with Wolf Marlowe, and yeah, that was it. That was at 1:14, 4 hours ago, in brackets. No reply as yet, and it's now 6 o'clock, so I doubt there's going to be a reply this evening. But I'll let you know how that pans out over the next couple of days. The other email I sent was to a guy called Ben Sinclair, who you've probably heard me talk about before on the podcast, when I first started doing the acting-inspired thing. Sorry, I feel like I'm hogging this.
No, it's fine.
Yes, fine. Okay. So, yeah, I sent another email to a guy called Ben Sinclair, who is the co-creator with his wife, Katia Blickfeld, of High Maintenance, which is the web series that I talk about quite a lot. I absolutely love it. about a sort of nameless weed dealer who cycles around New York selling pot to anxious and to customers around the city of New York. And it's just a nice, it's a really cool 5 minute window. Each episode is about between 5 and 25 minutes window into the life of these New Yorkers and their problems, and it's great. It's not all about weed, if that's what, because that's what you might think from the title and all of that. They do happen to be big potheads, the guys who create it, and it is about a weed dealer, but the stories are more about the sort of life and interactions of the people that he meets. Anyway, it's amazing. And I wrote to them ages ago. You might have seen, if you know me on Facebook, I've probably shared before a post that Kai Brigden, one of my friends, put up, one of our friends, put up online, which was a short sort of episode inspired, I think, I might be wrong from Kai Brigden's point of view here, but inspired by, for me, High Maintenance. And that's called Unnamed. I try and find the, is it on, did he put it on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
I try and find the link and tell you what it is. So anyway, we did this short that we put a bit of money into and had a real good time creating, and myself, Kai, and Kai, and Katie Blagden as well, who kindly came in first AD'd for us. And it was really cool. We really enjoyed it. And when we finished filming it, I sent a photo of us on set to Ben Sinclair and Katia Blickfeld, not expecting anything, just to say, like, oh, we did this, and it was inspired by you. Thanks so much. Blah blah fanboy stuff, and they wrote back like within a couple of hours, right? Mm-hmm. And they were like, "That's amazing! It's really heartwarming to hear this kind of stuff. Thanks for supporting us, and you know, it's great what you're doing. Keep going with what you're doing." And it, they just seem so approachable, which is seems so bizarre because they, you know, they're huge now. The High Maintenance series has been picked up by HBO. And they're doing that now. So that was really cool. And so I wrote to Ben Sinclair again today and basically said, I'm in LA. I know that's not New York, but I'm in America and I can be here for a little while. I want to be a part of High Maintenance in some way. Please hook me up. Sent them our little video. And no reply. But... Yeah, you never know. So that's what I did today. And then we went...
That is super proactive.
Yeah.
So well done, mate.
Thanks, mate. Thank you. Chime in. How do you feel about today? What were you inspired by? What tell me about your day.
So I got the phone. Oh, yeah. We went to fucking Kmart and we got a phone because we've been advised to get an American number. And found out it's not going to work until tomorrow. That's about it. No, I had something earlier. That's why, you know, when we were in the car, I was like, oh, let's talk. Let's do it.
So what was it?
We should just have the podcast on all day.
I know. I suppose we could just do it on the phone if we have...
edit it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, like, sometimes you get reflective and you can't plan these things. It just comes out.
Yeah.
But, I feel very good today. I think yesterday I was very tired. I think I felt a little very pressured. I was a lot more nervous than I thought about meeting my manager, but I realised that actually he's pretty cool. And speaking to my agent in London and touching base with her was quite nice because it just... Yeah, I don't know, maybe I have trust issues. Do you think I have trust issues?
It's not the first thing that I would have said if someone asked me.
Okay. But yeah, it was very I don't know, I just felt reassured, kind of like touched base with her with what's going on, and then I think it's going to be okay. But it is pretty scary, but I think you just have to go with it.
Yeah.
It's quite isolating, isn't it, what we do? So it's quite nice that we've got this podcast, really, because it kind of, you feel like you're sort of sharing, or you're like with more people, or hopefully, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, you can get it off your chest, right? You can sort of, not analyse, but just sit down at the end of the day and go, what did I do? Okay, that was good. Maybe I could have done that differently, or whatever. And we're sharing it with other people, hopefully, and yeah. So yeah, that's it really so far today. It's been chucking it down rain, so we haven't done much.
Why are you wrapping it up for?
Because it's been like 15 minutes.
No, because that's when it gets good.
Well, it seems to have petered out.
Well, I'm trying to say something like good, but it's quite hard to explain it. Well, I guess maybe it's still early stages.
What are you trying to say? Tell us.
I don't know. I feel a bit like, I do feel anxious. I feel anxious.
What do you feel anxious about?
I really like being here, and then I just don't want to be one of these cliches, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to not think that, because every other person here is a fucking actor.
And they expect you, like, everyone is expecting you to be the cliche, and then you're just a bit like, no, man, we fucking worked hard. Like, why not?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, but it's, like you say, it's just, we are surrounded by loads of people doing the same thing, and loads of British people doing the same thing. As soon as you say you're a British person here, everyone's like, oh, right.
And then loads of, like, couples. It's like, oh, God.
We fall into that category as well, right?
Yeah, like, these couples doing it together.
That's soda pop. Soda pop, sniffing the mic. Dropping some pearls of wisdom. Ooh. Maybe I shouldn't try the stand-up thing. Oh, that's the best joke I can come up with. So yeah, today was good though. I felt good today. You know, apart from the sort of adrenaline boost that I got when, we've been watching Marc Maron's Netflix show, which I think is only because we're in America it suddenly popped up. But he is fucking brilliant, and his show on Netflix is awesome, and I think I'm going to write to him as well and say, look, just get me in there somehow. And the same with Kevin Smith maybe as well, because I love him. Yeah, anything else to add? Sorry, I feel like
I'm really enjoying this podcast, by the way. I know it's not about me, but I like it.
It's about you and me. It's about our progression.
I'm more of a soundboard, really. It's to kind of like help you to sort of. No. So it's, yeah, but I'm enjoying it as well. Just to let you know.
Thank you. It certainly helps having you there, because although I have done most of the jabbering on so far today, it's nice to be able to share thoughts. And you sort of work it out more. Whereas when I'm on my own, it's a bit more like, I feel like I'm just talking nonsense, which I probably still am, but that's cool. We're allowed to do that.
Is it different?
What?
Like, do you get used to kind of just talking to yourself in front of the mic?
Not really. I feel like a loser when I'm on my own. But I'm working it out. Oh, another cool thing that we decided on the way home is that we're going to talk to each other in American accents. So maybe tomorrow's podcast is going to be straight up dodgy American accent.
No.
Yeah.
For everyone else's amusement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a...
That's really dodgy, actually. It's a really bad idea.
Yeah, you realise how bad you are, because you think, you know, most people are like, yeah, I can do an American accent. And you have this really sort of warped... I think it's just because we hear it so much. It's in our heads. And we can hear it straight away. We understand an American accent. We know what one is. And we know how to recognise one. And we can hear it in our minds without actually hearing an American person. But when you actually try and...
No, actually, that might be really fun. It might be a fun podcast for other people to listen to.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it would be hilarious.
At my expense.
Yeah. but that's it for now. I might drop in again later on after a couple of beers and a trip down to the Comedy Store. Kai, what are you doing tonight?
I'm going to see my friend. Oh, yeah, so he's quite cool, actually. So I did my first job when I was, like, 16, which was, like, ages ago. I did a commercial with this guy who is based in LA. He's a producer. He produced a commercial, which we filmed in London. So, yeah, we're finally catching up. And I haven't seen him since I filmed the commercial.
Amazing.
Yeah, so I'm not going to know what he looks like, I don't think. But I'm really excited. It'll be nice. It'll be cool.
Cool, man. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, guys. That's number 6 with possible addition later on, which will obviously seamlessly slide straight into this one, so you won't even know. So there's no point in me saying that. This is already 20 minutes, so I'm signing off. It's bye from me, Lewis Goody. It's bye from...
Soda Pop.
And it's bye from Kai Alexander. Okay, guys, catch you later. Thanks again for listening. Oh, yeah, I was looking at the geographic stats earlier as well. There's people listening in South Africa. There's someone listening in Hong Kong, Canada. There's a couple. And America and obviously the UK as well. Enough love coming from all over the place. So thank you. Big respect for checking us out. Speak to you later on. Peace. Okay, so it's the morning. The morning after the night before, I didn't manage to...
you sound so serious.
I didn't manage to record anything last night when I got back because I was drunk and drunk on beer and just humour. I was full of it, loving it. So I went to see the Death Squad show, which was great. I won't go on too much about it because I don't want to make this episode massively... long, but
we'll talk about it.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, so I saw a guy who I like, but I didn't realize it was him. There's a cartoon called Rick and Morty, and there was a guy who does one of the voices on the cartoon. It's like an adult comedy cartoon. It's really cool. Check it out on YouTube, or actually check it out where you're supposed to check it out, on Adult Swim, I think it is. I think he plays the voice of Jerry, who is the father. I think that's what I get from hearing it. They said he's in Rick and Morty, and from the voice, I thought that's the dad. But I might be completely wrong. But he was great. He was funny. Who else was there? There was a guy called Bert Kreischer who just cracked me up. He came up. He stumbled out late with a glass of red wine, and then the first bit of his act was he took his keys out of his pocket and said how he got an Uber from a day out with his family and came to the store, and he was like, "Can I brought the fucking keys with me? They can't get home, they can't get in," and like so that was good. Chris Dailer again, just like we saw him a couple of nights ago, and he did, you know, I saw a couple of the same comedians. I saw Joe Rogan again. He did half the same act and then half...
What was that like, watching the same act again?
Say that again.
What was it like watching the same act again?
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it was interesting because he adjusted it.
Yeah.
To bits where it wasn't working, he changed, and then he did a... and then he cut that short and did a whole... tried out another new piece, I guess. Yeah. So that was really interesting to see. But Chris Dailer... Dealer? I think that's how you say it. He came out and did a completely different set. Pretty much just walked out, saw these two twins in the front row, and just went off on one. And that was his whole act, basically.
Cool.
It was really funny. And he blew me away. Brian Redband was okay. I'd never seen his stand-up before. It was, as I expected, just completely gross and... he's pretty foul. So that was interesting. And then there was one guy as well. There was a really interesting guy at the end. I can't remember the name of. I should write this down. but he kind of was coming out around the audience. He was really quick. He was like asking people where they were from, and he would just instantly make a joke off of it. But then he maybe it's part of his act, but he was like so insecure that after every joke landed and everyone laughed, he was like, yes, did it, gotcha, made you laugh with that one. Okay, moving on. Where are you from? Compton, knew it, look at you. Like just bouncing.
Commenting all the time.
Yeah, it was just a massive commentary on the whole audience, and I was panicking in my tie-dye t-shirt, thinking, shit, 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 and he didn't come to me, so it was cool.
Oh yeah, so you went on your own as well, what was that like?
It was kind of weird, I felt like that fucking loser guy sat, you know.
Oh yeah, there was a British guy the other night, wasn't there, and he got teased for being alone.
Yeah, and I was thinking, I just was hoping no one would point me out at any point.
Did you sit in the front row?
I was the third row back this time. Okay. Which was quite cool because I got more eye contact. I think in the front row they sort of look over you.
Well yeah, you're too close, like we're literally like on their knee level.
Yeah, and as soon as they look at you they cut out everyone else. Whereas if they're looking at someone from the back, they sort of still include in everyone. But that was kind of cool. And yeah, it was good. There was also
you met them afterwards, right?
Yeah, I met a few. I went into the bar afterwards. This show didn't finish so late, so people were hanging around in the bar afterwards, and I was going up to people and saying well done and like thanks, and that was awesome. I spoke to one guy who, when he got up on stage, he appeared to be he was quite near the end, and I think he's fairly new to it. And I asked him about like getting up on stage and when he started and stuff, and he'd started 4 years ago and was cracking on with that, and yeah, he just said you just got to get up and do it and be shit. And this is the same advice from everyone, obviously, apart from Brian Redband. This I wanted to talk about because it really fucking hurt me. Maybe it was because I was drunk as well, but I went up to Brian Redband because it's his show, it was his like night. So I was like,
and you spoke to him before?
I spoke to him the other night, and he told me to come to this show. And so I did. And then I came up to him afterwards. I was like, that was amazing. Like, I'm here from the UK. You know, me and my girlfriend are actors. We're trying to do that whole thing. And I was like, but I just love it here. I love coming here. And he was like, good stuff, man. And I said to him, what do you think about Sandy Shaw's course here at the Comedy Store? And he was like, don't fucking go near it. And I was like, okay, that solidifies that then. And so I don't know. Yeah, he told me that. And then
that's what a lot of people said, though. We've been asking around. And like the ones in the industry, in the know, I guess, in this area. Well, I guess it's a bit like, you know, doing all the other courses like in London as well.
Yeah.
And I guess stand-up is very unique, you know, because you're alone. It's not like you have to perform it yourself. It's like a solo piece, so there's only so much that you can learn.
Yeah,
I think you just gotta like churn out the material and test it out. A bit like clowning, I guess. Well, I guess with clowning, you've got the audience. You have each other to perform it to.
Yeah, it's trial and error.
It depends really. But if it's all up to you, yeah, like they'll say that. But then if you're not gonna do it without doing the course.
Your breath is kicking.
No, it's my fart.
What?
It's my fart. Oh,
no, it's your breath.
No,
well.
I just farted as well.
Oh,
God. I need to go to the toilet. Can we stop for a second?
I'll carry on.
Why have you got new socks?
I got them for Christmas. Okay, I'll pause it. So.
Oh my God, Lewis got an email.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. I'll go back. No, that's for today's. We'll leave that for later on episode. email. Note. Got email. Okay. Brian Redband.
No, but wait.
So, Brian Redband. You stink. I said to him, it's amazing, man. Like, how... Like, okay, you think that course is a bad idea. Same advice, like, I'm guessing you just get up and do it, right? And he was like, yeah, you just got to be shit and do it. And he was like, just write jokes. And I was like, where the fuck do you start with writing a joke? And he went, you don't know? And I was like, no. And he went, don't do comedy. Don't do comedy then, or comedy's not for you or something. And it was like an arrow to the heart. Like... sat in the place that I idolise, even a dude that I kind of know of and respect, and he was just like, oh, you don't know how to write a joke? Then this ain't for you. And it really pissed me off. But actually, it made me want to... I sat there... Huh?
What, more driven?
Yeah, it made me more, like, determined to do it. And then I chatted with another guy, and he was... I mean, he was off his...
Chatted.
Yeah, chatted with... Chatted? Oh, right, yeah. And I had a chat with another guy, and he was like, no, just do it, man. And we saw him the other night. He was like an impressionist at the end. He was, you know... I think it was so late that he was already fucked before he got on stage, so it was a bit odd. But I had a nice chat with him, and yeah, that sort of amped me back up again. And I came home and a bit drunk and told Kyle about it and passed out. How was your evening?
Great. Really nice. But yeah, talk about Chris, because like he, I don't know.
Chris.
Because Chris Adair.
Adair.
Okay, edit that bit. Chris Adair. And
Adina
Hazim. I'm this must be what it's like. Obviously he's well famous, well just amazing. But I've only just discovered him. And I don't know. I'm not the most, like, laugh-out-loud kind of person. So, like, I'm laughing inside, but I don't show it. But this guy, I can't wait to see him tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, painful. Like, he turned me inside out with laughter.
Jesus.
I don't know. That must be what it's like to discover an amazing talent. You know, obviously he's discovered, so it's fine. But like for me, I was like, oh my God, where has it been in my life? Like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really, really nice when it's like falling in love.
Oh my God. Yeah, I know what you mean. I fell in love with him.
Yeah.
Second he came out. He's a weird looking dude as well, so it's kind of strange.
No, he's sexy.
His talent is hugely sexy.
Yeah.
Right. That's it, guys.
No! Whoa. I'm liking it.
Okay, but we're at like half an hour. This is 3 episodes worth.
Okay, we'll talk about your email then.
No, that's for tonight's.
Oh, teaser.
Teaser alert. I've had a response. I'll let you know about it later on.
No, you've got emails.
I had another email as well about the podcast. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to talk too much about it because I don't know anything about it yet and I'm not sure what's going to happen. But yeah, I've been contacted by the sort of Spotify of podcasts, and they're interested in helping out and hosting the podcast, which would be nice because they said they have like... Oh, anyway, it would just mean that I might potentially get more traffic and... stuff like that. So it's good for me and it's good for you because it means I'll be able to do it more.
What, for me?
No, I mean everyone listening. Well, and you as well because you're doing it as well. But yeah, so more on that later on once I know more about it. Anything to add before we sign off now?
It's sunny again.
Yay.
The rain's gone. So shall we walk to the Hollywood sign?
Yeah, let's do that.
Hollywood. Yeah, we're going to go for a drive, go for a hike, and then maybe go to Melrose.
Yep.
To the vintage stores before we head out to where we're going tonight.
Pasadena.
Yeah, baby, Pasadena.
Going to the Ice House to see Joe Rogan, another one of my huge heroes, Duncan Trussell. He is far out. Check out his podcast, Duncan Trussell Family Hour.
You started out with him, right? You started listening to his podcast first.
No, I started listening to Kevin Smith's podcast first, then Joe Rogan, then Duncan Trussell, then Ari Shaffir.
But I remember his name more.
Yeah, because I was completely obsessed with him for a while.
Yeah, because is he the guy who talks about psychedelics and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty spiritual and, yeah, very up my street.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, so we'll let you know what that's like later on. Thanks a lot for listening, guys, again. I will add the link for Unnamed, which was the thing that myself, Kai, and Kai shot. I know that sounds confusing, but just I'll put the link up. You can have a look. And I'll include a link for High Maintenance as well, which I talked about quite a lot in this episode. Who else did I mention? Kevin Smith, check out his podcast, Smodcast, it's called. S-M-O-D-cast. Joe Rogan Experience is awesome. Duncan Trussell, check him out. Have a wonderful day. It's wherever you are, whatever time it is. Big love. See you soon.
Adios.
'Twas a life gay and easy, whatever may come. Take a trip on the canal if you want to have fun.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.